Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 6 of 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Now I say this, the one who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and the one who sows generously will also reap generously. Each one must do just as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace overflow to you, so that always, having all sufficiency in everything, you may have an abundance for every good deed.
We know we should be generous, but have you ever thought about all the ways the Lord has been generous to us? He formed us in our mother's womb with tender, loving care and gave us life. He created the world in which we live and provided air, water, food, and other essentials, as well as sunsets, butterflies, flowers, and laughter. At salvation, a person receives additional gifts: the forgiveness of sins, eternal life, adoption into God's family, and a heavenly home. He or she is also given the Holy Spirit, who dwells within and provides wisdom, guidance, and comfort. No one deserves any of this, nor could anyone earn it. It's freely given to all who believe in Jesus. When those of us who are Christians think of how generous God has been to us, we should want to extend that generosity to others. To become a generous giver, remember these truths. We are imitating Jesus when we give sacrificially. We are honoring God when we obey His commands to give. We are extending His work through our support of a Bible-believing church. Being a generous person requires a heart that loves the Lord above all else. The Holy Spirit is willing to transform each of us into someone who finds pleasure in giving. And God loves a cheerful giver.